This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I wanted to ask Roger Stone this question. Just historically, imagine we're looking back 20 years from now. What is this period in history? The rebirth of nationalism, the rebirth of free market, the rebirth of populism. And how can you turn away? It's so entertaining. It's so exciting. And then you realize it's real. Real globalists, real socialists, real authoritarians, shutting down free speech, top globalists suing us, stuff we even haven't announced yet happening to Roger. I mean, it's like we're the Americans fighting the globalists, and we're targeted. Trump, Stone, myself, a few others, you, the audience, backing us, and they're so pissed you're there backing us. And they're doing everything they can to turn down our reach and everything else, but it's not working because of you. So thank God you're out there, folks, and you realize the fight we're in. Roger, how would you describe the time we're in right now? And I know you're going to be joining us tomorrow with a bunch of big breaking exclusive news, but I just hope people realize this is history happening. This isn't Netflix. This isn't HBO. This isn't fiction. This is real.
You know, Alex, I was speaking to Dr. Jerry Corsi about this morning, and he really summed it up in a very brief phrase. America was saved in the 2016 election. Out of nowhere, most improbably, an outsider comes who's not beholden to the globalists and the two-party neocons that have destroyed the country. And now we are in the midst of a coup d'etat. They intend to illegally, unconstitutionally undo the results of the last election. And they will resort to every trick in the book, whether it is a lawfare to silence the supporters of Donald Trump and reform, or whether it is these phony lawsuits that are designed to bankrupt us, whether it is the manipulation of social media to limit our ability to reach other patriots and tell them what's going on, or whether it is a corrupted legal process in which a special prosecutor who has no constraints on him, not constrained by the Congress, by the Justice Department. I mean, Andrew McCarthy wrote an excellent piece on this in the National Review this week, where I think there are fundamental questions, not to putting aside the conflict.
This is rogue government constitutional crisis stuff.
There's no question. There's a planned coup d'etat. And it's in the works. But a key element to the success of the coup d'etat is to silence Alex Jones, to silence Roger Stone, to silence.
Because they're going to shut everybody else down when they're done. They've announced it. That's why we've got to raise the alarm. And we're so close to the problem, we don't tend to get how sensational this is for everybody's future. They mean business. They know the genie's out of the bottle. The only thing they've got is total authoritarianism. And good luck. I don't think the dog's going to hunt, Roger.
Well, the irony of this is those pundits who say Mueller's got, you know, Trump cornered now, they misunderstand how much power the president has. In fact, in all truth, Alex, sometimes I wonder whether the president understands fully how much power he has to change the course.
That's right. And this is critical. He's letting the mainstream media do one thing that they're having some success. Create a false narrative about the separation of powers, unitary executive, co-equal, all the Supreme Court rulings. Like when he says you can't bring in people with fake passports from terror nations, they go, he can't do that. When the federal law is 100%, the Constitution, Supreme Court 9-0, killed those courts. The media said he's overriding the courts. No, the real court certified it. It's the same thing. They keep acting like if he chooses what's on the menu at the White House, he's a dictator, and that somehow it's bad if he controls the executive and cleans house. If anything, he's in dereliction of duty, letting this Clinton cabal run wild at the Justice Department. He needs to move on their ass, and I mean, like they're calling for extrajudicial, that's illegal. Once they call, the president can do that with covert action, and that's the best thing for the country.
Well, you know, it's amazing to see the mainstream media try to put the best possible face on their efforts to reinflate the Russian collusion fraud. They're really at this point, I think, just swatting at flies. But never underestimate the deep enmity of the political insiders in Washington for this president or their resolve to remove him one way or another.
Roger, since you bring this up, do five more minutes with us. I'm going to come back in 60 seconds and get into this. When I talk about covert action, everybody knows I don't shoot my mouth off.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, in fact, cue it up. A congressman, we'll put the article on screen, called for the Second Amendment to be used against the president this weekend. Another congressman went on and said, let's just take him out. Phil Mudd said, we're going to kill him. Schumer said, we got seven ways to Sunday to make you pay in the intelligence agencies. The New York Times advertises, here's where they play baseball in the conservative libertarian caucus, in the Freedom Caucus. Boy, somebody could attack there. They're all over the news saying, kill everybody. Kill me, kill Roger Stone, kill, kill, kill. They've whipped the country up into this. That's illegal. And the president's sitting there trying to turn the economy back on, proving we were artificially restrained, which I told you. It's a fact. What globalism is. They write white papers how they got their foot on our neck. And then they're everywhere saying kill the president. They're everywhere saying they're going to overthrow the election. They're stealing elections in Pennsylvania. And they're stealing elections in, it doesn't matter whether they had a better candidate. It doesn't matter if they had a better candidate, you know, than Roy Moore or whatever. They stole those. There was total evidence in both. And the Republicans just roll over to it. And they're running around saying they're going to end the First Amendment once they take over. And they've got Obama's law firm suing him, two of Hillary's law firms suing me, and these people mean business. Well, here's the thing. When people start saying, we're going to go kill the president, or let's use the Second Amendment on him, we'll get that clip up in that article up in a minute, we're going to play it. When that type of stuff's going on, if somebody comes up to you and says, I've got a gun pointed at you, and it's really just their finger in their pants, you got a right to blow them away. But if somebody's a congressman or a former head of CIA assassination operations like Mudd, he didn't ever kill anybody himself, but he was over it. Because the globalists are cowards. They put little weasels. There's always a super wimp over the real killers. And they always are real scared of super killers and keep them down and, you know, set them up for special regimens of vaccines to brain damage them after they've done the killing. But I'm educating all the killers, don't worry. So, that's right. So what's going on here, ladies, the killers are with us. The Americans are with us, by the way. And so what all these chicken necks need to understand is this. We know what you're doing with all your violence and all your talk of violence, all your organizing for it. So you keep reaping what you sow. You sow war, you're going to get big time war. And you're going to get the whirlwind. So I'm not planning any violence myself. Okay? I'm in the information war. We're having a big effect, but I'm not scared of your threats. And the president and the people around him and the folks that understand the Constitution and where we are, we're dealing with globalist operatives, outside powers, enemy combatants trying to overthrow our reboot. They're all the payroll of the communist Chinese, their only funding group. Trump's cut off Saudi Arabia. He's cutting off Soros. And so I know the president knows what he's doing. But he's kicking the moles out. Big positive news to get the moles out. All I'm saying is you look at all this and the big push. We're dealing with outside authoritarian powers, organizing violence, carrying out violence, and now trying to get their constituents to be violent. And we have a right and a duty and responsibility to start public discussions of what we're going to do about it. if this escalates even a notch more. And you can't do it once they go into full attack mode. You got to have pre-plans, triggers, like dead switches, dead man switches. And so it's time. I'm raising the alarm. It's time to have serious discussions because we don't expect to deal with something like this, especially a bunch of leftists who are cowards and weaklings and don't even have a good command and control. But it's still dangerous. And so they're trying to politically isolate, bankrupt us, demonize us ahead of killing us. And so here's the deal. Whatever happens to me, that's going to be all right. Just so long as they in the end get it. Now, Roger Stone, I want to go to Roger Stone, and in the next 5 minutes we'll go to our next guest. That, when I talk about covert action, not us, but we have a clear and present danger. We have an outside power. We have the globalists pushing all this. What should we do? What should the president be doing right now?
Well, the single most important thing I think he can do to set the table, Alex, would be to order his assistant attorney general for antitrust to bust up the tech left attempts to strangle InfoWars and Alex Jones and Roger Stone and Mike Cernovich and Milo and Steven Crowder and so on. I mean, I just want to say this again. A precursor to their entire insidious coup d'etat plan. It has two precursor steps. One, silence the advocates of freedom. Silence those who would defend Trump. Number two, take away our guns. That's the plan. That way, the removal of Donald Trump can go peacefully. So the most important thing he can do is wake up to the fact that whether or not Jared Kushner has a pleasant dinner with the Google executives is immaterial. The president's supporters are being censored, are having their heads chopped off every single day on Facebook, on Twitter, on Google, on YouTube. And this really must stop.
That's right. Let's put the article on screen from InfoWars.com from Sunday if people want to see it. Dem congressman uses Second Amendment to resist Trump. And he's sitting there talking to a town hall of your radio listener, Tom S-U-O-Z-Z-I. I guess
it's Tom Suozzi.
Suozzi. Yeah, makes a bizarre statement. Let's play that clip and then get your take on it, Roger Stone. Here it is.
Matter of putting public pressure on the president and making it public, which is hard to break through the news cycle with all the different things. And it's probably about going to the courts as well. And then, you know, I mean, this is where the Second Amendment comes in, quite frankly, because, you know, what if the president was to ignore the courts? What would you do? What would we do? So,
First
Amendment is the right to bear arms. That's the way we have it. That's why we have it. Anyway.
I mean, look at these helpless-looking idiots and this moron trying to organize people. Hey, we need to use the Second Amendment. We need to intimidate the president. He's not ignoring the courts. He's winning in the courts. So they're trying to organize this everywhere. I've got the other congressman saying, take him out. Remove him. I want him gone. Well, they haven't been able to do that yet. So they're organizing guns against the president. And the way this normally works, even in the U.S., say, 100 years ago, is we were a free, open country. But if you started organizing, killing the president or killing other people, you know, usually some bad things happen real fast. Or you went for a canoe and you fell off. And a couple people, an airplane blows up. Somebody forgets to turn their car off in the garage. I mean, a lot of these guys, and I don't want that to happen. But here's the deal. They're trying to start the big one, which could hurt my children and other people. And I'm getting sick of these wimps running their mouths, Roger, running their damn mouths, running their little cowardly-ass mouths. People aren't going to take this much longer, Roger.
Well, Alex, the problem here is there seems to be two standards. The very people who bemoan the fact that there's no civility in our politics, who consistently say the president is rude and vulgar, are the exact same people who are constantly advocating violence, who were paying to disrupt Donald Trump's campaign rallies. We know from the WikiLeaks disclosures that Hillary herself was a derriere deep in dirty tricks to disrupt Trump's rallies. The very people who go on Twitter and advocate the violent assassination of the president, the murder of his family, and worse, those are the people who the tech left has no problem with. Keith Olbermann, oh yeah, he can threaten the president. Roger Stone hurts Jake Tapper's feelings, so we have to take him off Twitter.
All I know is America isn't going to put up with a violent coup carried out by the left. And I just hope they're smart and back off, but they don't have any real experience in this in themselves. So I don't think they realize how much danger they're in.
Well, and you saw in that clip of Congressman Swazi, whose only previous accomplishment is the enormous tax increases in Suffolk County when he was the county executive, making life there perhaps the most expensive place on the planet. But notice that that Swazi says, what if the president refuses to obey the courts? Clearly, Mr. Swazi doesn't know we have co-equal branches of government. And unfortunately, in some cases, very much like our FBI and our intelligence agencies, the courts have become politicized, particularly left-wing judges on the West Coast who think they have the authority to block national policy, which the president has an authority to assert.
And to tell people to resist ICE when they've got legal lawful warrants. This is globalist insurrection in America. It's a foreign multinational power, Chi-Com-backed, and I'm telling the military and the president and everybody else, I know you're already making preparations for this, but it's a clear and present danger, and I think we should deal with it starting about now. Roger, thank you so much.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Over a year ago, Hitler dog, tens of millions of views. The guy said, I don't like Hitler, but I want to freak my girlfriend out and have the dog howl Hitler, something that famous comedians have done as well, Tom Cleese, of course, Charlie Chaplin. But now he gets you convicted. He's facing 6 months in jail. That was announced by the London Guardian today. They're very proud of it, but here's the offending video.
My girlfriend is always ranting and raving about how cute and adorable her wee dog is. And so I thought I would turn him into the least cute thing that I could think of, which is a Nazi. Buddha, do you want to gas the Jews? Gas the Jews? Jews.
See you,
Jews.
The video went viral, receiving 18,000 thumbs up to just 1,200.
So there you go. That was over a year ago. Now Mark Meachin, and of course Tommy Robinson joins us to break this down, is facing jail time. Tommy's been in jail for criticizing Islam and said they were kidnapping little girls and grooming them. He's now been completely confirmed, including his hometown, 4,000 plus, some of which disappeared and were found dead. So Mark and Tommy, join us. Mark, it's in the news today. The story is up on Infowars.com. That is YouTube. YouTuber convicted for offensive joke video faces prison. UK barely recognizable as a free country anymore. Mark, this is being announced that you've been convicted. Tell us about that happening. I guess it's the last day. And now I guess you're facing prison time for saying, I don't like Hitler, but I'm going to do a nasty joke here. Well, even if you liked Hitler, the Magna Carta and the law says, you can say that, but this is next level. So tell us what's happening.
Well, basically the judge turned around and confirmed that he was giving me a guilty verdict. Some of the things that he said alongside it, though, were extremely troubling. He turned around and says that he completely rejects the notion that this video was made as a joke. And he says that I made the video to be purposefully anti-Semitic, and that the reason that I made the video was to spread anti-Semitic hatred and encourage anti-Semitic hatred. And what worries me about that so much is I know my intentions. I know why I made the video, and it was to annoy my girlfriend. I know the truth. That is the reality of the situation. And what the judge has done is just completely rejected that and instead labelled me as an anti-Semite. And I've been found guilty of it, and then I'm due to be sentenced on the 23rd of April.
So they've raped your rights already, and now they're raping what you stand for and who you are.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's a huge attack on my character, because I don't exactly want to be known as that, especially when I know in my heart that that's not what I am. Like I know what's in my head, and but however, I'm kind of having it dictated to me who I am.
Well, Mark, here's my issue. I mean, I know UK law, I know ours. I know they pass laws in Europe and there that are unconstitutional, but you argued, hey, I didn't mean this in this way. And I told you a year ago, I was like, man, I'd argue the whole thing's unconstitutional to begin with, because if somebody, now they're saying, oh, any they're saying, arrest me for, criticizing young people that are anti-gun. I mean, you can see the slippery slope here.
Yeah, I can see it. It's whenever the government tries to get 1% of control over anything, they will spend all of their time and money and power trying to turn that 1% into 100%. And we've seen that all the way through history. And it's like any government in any way throughout history, demonstrated throughout history, who has tried to curtail or stop freedom of speech has never, ever done so for honest reasons, ever in history.
Well, yeah, Tommy points this out, Paul Watson points this out, these videos. Hundreds of known jihadis saying, I'm going to murder, I'm going to kill. And they're brought into the country and allowed to go around and preach they're going to kill everybody. But then Tommy gets thrown in jail for stuff that even less than you're about to be thrown in jail, Tommy.
Is the worrying thing I'd say is that they've said, because it's a crime to be grossly offensive. Where does that stop? If I was to say to
that allows them to define it.
That's exactly what it does. If I was to say to a Muslim, for example, Lauren Southern, who's just been stopped from coming into the country, she said, Allah is gay. If a Muslim finds that grossly offensive, is that now a crime? Are you going to arrest someone for that? If I point out a fact that Muhammad was a paedophile, will I be arrested for that? And this seems to be, I'd say that they've got in through the back door to prevent people being able to criticise any religion. Because basically, if you set this as a precedent, which is what they do now with court cases, if someone's prosecuted, they will bring this case up and say the judge found that this man was guilty.
Sure, they're setting precedents. They're setting precedents.
They're setting precedents. And the thing is, it is a complete joke. He says it's a joke. 3 million people watched this video.
It's more than that.
And none of them complained. None of them complained.
What they really fear is humor.
Well, what came out in court, Alex, was that this wasn't even... That was that the police went off their own back, off their own intelligence, to come and arrest Mark. They also notified the press, which was unheard of, so that before he'd been interviewed, before he'd even been arrested, the press were waiting outside to photograph as one massive virtue signal. And that's basically what they've done.
Yeah.
But not that virtue signal was now resulting in the possibility that he's going to...
Exactly, because for folks that don't know, under common law, English common law, U.S. common law, Magna Carta, all of that, people are supposed to make the report. It's seen as very dangerous when the government itself goes out and does this. So they went out, they virtue signaled, they got the media involved, knowing this would get a big viral attention. It was a viral story to set the precedent that even if you're more of a libertarian liberal, like Mark, and say, I don't like Hitler, we're going to put your ass in prison. I mean, that is so dangerous. That's like you're living in North Korea or something, Mark. I mean, how is this for you to deal with?
Well, basically, I've spent the last part of 2 years not been able to actually find a job or anything. Like, as soon as I get a job anywhere, within a week, I get recognised and they just immediately fire me on the spot. The only reason that I have a job just now is I'm working part-time with friends and pretty much the majority of my income comes from YouTube. There's other stuff as well where, like, I used to be a bouncer. That's what I used to do for a living, but I can't do that anymore. I've basically had, employment-wise, I've had pretty much every door closed. And it was
Think about political correctness. Blackballing you, destroying you, blacklisting you, just destroying your life. I mean, this is authoritarianism.
It's called social consequences. What people will usually do is if they can't get you for your speech under the law, they'll do things called social consequences. Well, they'll get the press to smear you, try and get your employers to fire you, and then if none of that works, what they usually do is turn up with masks on and beat you up and try and shut down your talks and deplatform you. It's just a classic far-left tactics is pretty much what it is.
Well, when we come back, I want to ask you guys how we strike back, because I think that they have really, really jumped the shark on this in a big, big way, and I want to ask you where we go and what we do. I mean, I think everybody should really use your case in solidarity. They should go to your Supreme Court. They've defamed you, saying in the media that they're taking this down because you hurt Jewish people. They're speaking for you, and that's a defamation right there. These bullies need to pay for what they're doing, trying to turn the UK into the very same anti-free speech prison that Europe is under the unelected dictatorship of the grandson of the richest Nazi family, Juncker. We'll be right back as we fight true Nazi policies in the name of fighting Nazis. Stay with us. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Mark Meekin is facing up to 6 months in jail and a fine. He was just convicted of hurting people's feelings because he did Hitler dog. You know, the funny thing is, I have a video on YouTube called Hitler Dog, my late French Bulldog that died last year, Captain. And he looked like he had a Hitler mustache. And so I made the point that, remember J.C. Penney? This is like 5 years ago now. J.C. Penney banned a teapot because the reflection on it might look like Hitler. That's like looking at a cloud and thinking it's a giraffe or broccoli. Would that be banned as well? Because it's obviously funny. just like John Cleese did, just like everybody else has done, Charlie Chaplin, saying you're pro-Hitler but making a joke. But even if you want to be a Nazi, you've got that right. And to have your dog howl Hitler, you could say, well, YouTube has its rules, you can't. Oh, but now you're arrested, see? That whole thing of, oh, it's their company. No, it wasn't even YouTube that did it. That's where this is going. That's the social justice warriors from the colleges in Europe, the UK, the US, Canada, Australia. They then are brought into the police departments. And it's frightening to see now radical Islamists is being put in as police chiefs and mayors all over the place. And by the way, I think this was funnier than the great dictator, Charlie Chaplin's, which is great, well done. I think this is funnier than John Cleese. I think Chaplin's better than John Cleese at the Hitler imitations. And this is better. This is better than John Cleese. I'm serious. This is better than John Cleese. This is better than Charlie Chaplin. And his name's Mark Meakin. And he isn't getting a show on the BBC, baby. He's going to prison. Where we know he'll be targeted. He just said he's getting fired, losing everything. So, Mark, I love the fact you have a good, jolly attitude about this. But, man, people, that's the problem with patriots, though. Just normal, common sense folks. We're not wimps. We don't grandstand. Everybody should be decrying this, my friend. I mean, you need to be given TV shows for your comedy genius. In fact, where is the original Hitler dog? What's the original name? Where is it mirrors? All I have is Paul playing a clip of it. Where do we find this forbidden fruit?
Oh, YouTube removed it. I haven't got it re-uploaded anywhere else because the original crime itself was actually me posting the video online, like me being in the video and stuff like that.
So maybe I should fly to the UK, publicly upload this at Speaker's Corner. I mean, or John Cleese, if you notice, John Cleese has come out and said this is wrong.
I didn't know. I didn't see that.
No, he's come out and said all this political correctness is very dangerous.
Oh, political correctness, yeah. Political correctness is essentially just trying to curtail comedy as a whole. It's essentially, people seem to think that just because they get offended, they have some kind of right. That immediately means that my opinion trumps everybody else's in the rooms because my feelings are hot. And that's not how it works. But for some reason, society is starting to believe that that is how things work. It's a case of they're your emotions, you manage them. Don't expect everybody else in the world to change just because you can't manage your own feelings.
Well, I mean, why did the Jewish leader go and say it was grossly offensive? Doesn't he understand that's like Nazi Germany to lock somebody up for their speech?
Oh, that's his job. In the position it is, his job is to find the outrage. I actually have a very large fan base in Israel. All of them are practicing Jews, and one thing that they really, really don't like being perpetuated is the victim complex. See, if there's something that is like a genuine case of anti-Semitism, like for example there was a Jewish family owned business that got burned down in France and the police suspect that it was a Muslim gang that actually did it. That is a clear case of anti-Semitism, and that's the type of stuff they actually want to bring attention to. Or if people are actually being attacked, like physically attacked for being Jewish, then those are the type of things that people in Israel want the attention on to. But a lot of people from Israel have actually wrote to and emailed Ephraim Barouzi, you're wasting your time on this. This clearly isn't anti-Semitism, even though they were like, we didn't like the joke, we thought it was tasteless. But a lot of Jews around the world are actually very unhappy with what's actually happened with this entire thing, even if they didn't like the joke itself.
All right, we caught both those. We're on a bunch of commercial radio stations and TV stations, so please don't cuss anymore. I understand you can in the UK. It's no big deal, Mark. You're not bad. It's just that our delay then has to build back up, so we want to do that for our affiliates. Tommy, you've been sitting here very quietly. You're a man who first rang the alarm bell. They lied about you. They put you in prison for you lost your house. The Muslims tried to kill you. I mean, what is it like seeing this expand and see the UK? I mean, I'm pinching myself. This is truly authoritarian. This is super dangerous. In the country where free speech in the modern tense 800 years ago began.
What it's like for me is, I know full well what it's like to go through a court case and to have it hanging over your head, which is why when I met Mark and I speak to him, I'd ask, how is it for your mother? This isn't just a sentence. Even the fact that they've put it off for another month now, that there, even the fact that they could have dealt with it today, but it's still to teach a lesson, still for the longer, so that this cloud's hanging over you, you're constantly worrying. I watched the day as his missus and they sat and held hands. I watched the panic and the fear on her face and the worry on her face. And that's what gets to me, because I know I know what my wife's gone through, I know what my mum's gone through, I know what my children go through. So I know when they're doing this to Mark, they're doing it to his family. And I know that this attack, which is a current attack that we're witnessing, whilst I say, I don't want to sound like I think it's good, but anything that highlights to the public and to the world just how far our country shifted, I think is beneficial in the sense of we need the public to be awake to this. We need people to realise this. Because it's like a chip, 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 chip. They chip away at our rights and our freedoms. And over the last 10 days, what with Brittany Pettibone, Martin Selnar, Lauren Southern, Lutz Backman, and now Mark, it's all there for the world to see. Everyone can see that we now live, how we're living under authoritarian.
And the reason it's important is, healthy headlines, BBC, 5,000 racists arrested. Police secretly overheard them in cafes saying political incorrectness. I saw that 6-7 years ago. So it's going on behind the scenes. Most people get too scared to speak out. You guys are speaking out. That's the final piece of the equation, bringing this evil, this creeping death out in the open, Tommy.
This is to send a message. What they've done to Mark is to send a message. And this message works, unfortunately, that people who would have been making jokes and making crude comments and having a laugh and a bit of banter about religions, be it Judaism, Christianity or Islam, will now be scared to. They will now be scared to. And that's why for the last 10 years or for longer, people have been walking on eggshells and treading on eggshells, constantly scared. And these actions by the government and the police only add to that. And they know that. And they know that. And that's what this is about. This is about silencing the public so that no one will challenge what they're doing. No one will speak up and no one will even be able to joke. This is how far it's gone. It's gone that far that rather than people making crude comments or speaking online in a negative way about religions, people having a joke. Part of being British is, and what people realise is, whether it be distasteful or dark humour, that's what British people find funny. And that's what they've now made against the law. And I said that there is an option to appeal this. There is an option to appeal this, but it costs, how much do they say?
I think he estimated it would be around £50,000.
So they win again.
Well, you need to have lawyers and barristers come forward. There needs to be organizations that are pro-free speech. This is you're having your whole future stolen. And again, when Charlie Chaplin did The Dictator, where it looks pro-Hitler and he's bouncing the world off his butt, you could say someone is offended by that. I think it makes Hitler look like he's in a good light. Obviously, it doesn't. You can't operate like this. This is pure tyranny.
It's actually gotten to the point. The thing that frightens me the most is the fact that your intent and context do not matter. It's a case of you know exactly what you meant by what you said, but another person who's.
But you said I don't like Hitler. You said I don't like Nazis, so it's going to be fine to make the dog do something bad. But you should be able to say I like them. Even you know, it's crazy. We'll be right back. It's unbelievable. It's total authoritarianism. And we get into it and go, oh, we didn't mean it like that. They don't care. They are the ones bringing in the Hitler lovers. They are the ones bringing in the Islamists. They are the ones crushing the West. They are the globalists. They are the plague. Hitler wanted to get rid of free speech and Christianity. They are the enemy. They are Hitler.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Jews.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live, and I didn't even think to ask. After he's been convicted of being a thought criminal, our guest, Mark Meakin, is here with the great Tommy Robinson there in London. And I said, where is Hitler dog? And I'm going to out the dog. It's, Buddha is the real name of his girlfriend's pug, a very handsome, very large pug. I noticed his feet were up earlier, and I said, get those down. That's more prison time, a double Heil Hitler. But we're joking here. So Mark and Tommy introduce the world to the dreaded Hitlerian creature.
This is Buddha, future chancellor of the Fourth Reich. this is apparently the dog that I was using as a smokescreen, to quote the prosecutor's own words, to secretly spread my truly Nazi and anti-Semitic views. He says that I was basically trying to use this beast to turn everyone in Britain into Nazis. That's pretty much what the prosecutor said.
By the way, that's critical to the left, because they know there's not a lot of real Nazis. They want to say everything's coded and want to arrest you for the coded stuff so they can then go after everybody. And that's what they have said. When I said Brian Stelter looks like a demon, they said, well, He's not really Jewish, Mr. Jones. I never said Brian Stelter was Jewish. It's like mental illness. I said, Brian Stelter looks like a demon. And they go, Jones only said it because he thought he's Jewish, but he's not. And then I never said that. I said, who would put out PR photos where they have this demonic-looking Joker grin? You know, I'm not saying that, you know, the guy that plays the Joker, Jack Nicholson's Jewish either. I mean, it's like they just, it's like seeing Hitler in the teapot. Can we see Hitler dog again, please? I'm sorry. Buddha.
Oh, no,
hey, you guys call Buddha back. Sorry. Buddha's a rock star. Well, you guys have got the floor for the time we've got left. I'm ranting. What else do you want to impart to the listeners and viewers?
Not really much else I can say, except, like, all of this is pretty much his fault. Like, I just held the camera. I didn't really do anything. It's all him.
Look at his face as well. <I know. laughs> This is what it's all about. Yeah. He could be going to jail because of this.
I really like that. That's a good-looking pug.
It's,
well, you know, he's actually Japanese and English, because French Bulldogs originally got bred down by the lace makers there and then exported to Ladies of the Night in Paris. That's how they got popularized 250 years ago. But the pug, I guess, is, you know, from like China and Japan, or like a part of what it is. So this is not a Nazi dog here.
No. A lot of people, especially the media, don't seem to realize that a dog can't exactly choose its place on the political spectrum. But, yeah,
oh, that's some a good looking animal. I bet your girlfriend likes Buddha.
Oh, she likes him more than me. Yeah, easily.
Which is what the joke was about.
Yeah, that pretty much was it. I just wanted to piss her off. I might be going to jail for it.
What does your girlfriend think about this now?
She's just, well, she's not angry at me anymore. She's kind of angry mostly at the justice in the last 2 years. She just really wants this to be over and just wants it to move on. Nazi Pug, as a whole, has been pretty much a dead meme for quite a while now, but the courts are keeping it alive for some reason. But I just kind of want this. I'm hoping it will finally come to an end, you know, next month, better for worse. Hopefully for better.
Well, I've seen a lot of cute pugs. That's a particularly cute pug right there. He looks really sweet. Is Buddha a boy?
Yeah, he's a boy. He's not happy being up here, though.
We just used an improper gender pronoun, actually. You can get some prison time for that in California.
Z.
Misgendering my dog.
Z.
That's actually a cat. What if your dog identifies as a cat?
I don't know. I need to ask him.
But seriously, they're talking 6 months fines. What do you? I mean, I guess if you grovel to them and apologize, they might not let you get prison time. But if you don't roll over and get down on your knees before the authoritarian judge and people, I guess they're going to throw the book at you.
Yeah, it's up to a year. I could actually get in prison. It's up to a year.
I got
to
let Paul change his article. A year. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, it's a case of, I have absolutely no idea at this point. They're basically deferring sentence for background reports, but one of the things that I would need to do as well is I need to visit a court social worker so that I can get an assessment to see whether or not they should slap a restriction of liberty. I can't remember the full name of it, but it's a restriction of liberty order on me, which basically means that I would need to wear a GPS tracker tag and I would be under house arrest until I'm sentenced in April. So that's something that I need to do in the next few days as well.
Well, so they want to silence you, punish you more. This is the vicious authoritarian left that when they get full power, always shoot you in the back of the head and shovel you into graves. That's where this train ends. We know where it ends, and this is what's coming to the U.S. I'd say the U.K. is about 2 years behind Europe. Germany, Sweden, everywhere. It's already there. Former Stasi hired to run Facebook. Now it's in the U.K. Now it's coming here. They mean business. So we sit around and we joke about all this, ladies and gentlemen. This is deadly, deadly serious. Doesn't matter your ancestors were bombed by the Nazis or fought the Nazis. Doesn't matter. It's projected by people who actually are what I call the cultural and spiritual children of the Nazis. Tommy, Mark, any other key points?
I'll just say that this is, it's ongoing. I know that we had a triumphant day last Sunday for free speech in Speaker's Corner in London, but this is, that's the only positive I'll take from it. When they make these decisions, when they do this, it's for the world to see, and thankfully for shows like this, and thankfully for the internet. Because if it wasn't for that, if they get their way, no one would even be knowing about this case, because everyone will be silenced eventually. And that's the route we see it going down. I don't know if you saw Sadiq Khan last week was in Texas. I interviewed a lady yesterday. You should probably have her on your show, Alex. I interviewed a lady yesterday. She's a Muslim lady. She was born a Muslim. She was into a forced marriage. She was raped. She experienced all the bad parts from the cultural problems that are within Islam. And then she messed Sadiq Khan, put a tweet out about knife crime. And she replied saying, if someone takes a knife and hacks away at the vagina of a child, will the full force of the law come down on them? Now, what he did is he spoke in Texas, and his speech was about hate speech. And it's all about this. It's all about silencing and stopping people talking. And he used her tweet as an example of hate speech. I interviewed her yesterday. She's a gorgeous lady. She's born a Muslim. She's now an ex-Muslim. She fights for Muslim children and Muslim women who are still within it for their rights. And here's Sadiq Khan putting her up on a pedestal as a hate preacher. He's actually using one of the victims of these crimes to try and silence other people who want to talk about
this. I saw this. Tell people the lady's name. We're going to see the interview, but I saw pieces of it. This was incredible about the leftists and the Islamists. They know that it's Islam that's cut the genitals off. They know the left doesn't know that. So he uses this threatening tweet he got saying somebody wants to cut his genitals off or something, when he knows full well it's a woman saying, help us, they're hurting us. He takes how she's been abused and raped and sliced, and he makes it about him, a perfect Islamic man, a perfect piece of filth.
Shazia Hobbs, her name was, and our interview will be going out probably today stroke tomorrow, but she wrote a letter to Sadiq Khan about it. She wrote a letter to him.
And then he used it to spin it that she was talking about chopping at him.
Yeah, he uses it as a part of the hate speech that he faces. Do you know what else he spoke about? One of the things, he said, I get called a pigeon. So what? So what if you get called a pigeon?
You're a public figure. You know what? Yeah. There's no free speech back in Pakistan or wherever you came from.
Do you know the worst thing is, the most frustrating thing is, in this circumstance, is when you look at what Marx has been prosecuted of. If I go through, if I read you this, I've received this today. I receive these every day. No one's ever prosecuted. I hope you're forced to watch as your family have their veins ripped from their arms. Yeah? Forgot. Yeah. But this is a man who's threatening death upon my family. Now that doesn't qualify under their hate speech because I'm white, straight and working class. But anyone says anything against a minority, that's where there's no level playing field. It's not like we're
and Muslims are a majority and they're taking over. Tommy, I want to talk to you both as this unfolds. Let's talk about your YouTube, where people can go. YouTube.com/CountDankula. Twitter, Count Dankula TV. Mark, thank you. Tommy, thank you. You guys are awesome.
Thank you, man.
And I want to I want to bring that lady here who Twitter kicked off and who they're reporting on. Because it's in the news that they're saying if women don't want their genitals cut off or to be in slave brothels, they are bad. I'm not kidding. That is the left. We are not making this up. Sadiq Khan, what a monster. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to come back and host the fourth hour. I'm going to briefly just tell you that it's critical that folks purchase the products. It is critical that all of you go to InfoWarsStore.com. I didn't even plug last hour. I get so focused on the news. This is how we fund our operation. You know they've taken our sponsors and all the rest of it. You hear local sponsors support those. That's local. National, you know, the network's got some, but I fund myself. You buying books, T-shirts. We've got a limited edition T-shirt of the month, Trump 2020, and it says Keeping America Great with a new slogan. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off the Alexa Pure Breeze home air purifiers that are so amazing. Leading competitors are $300, $400 more. Myco ZX now back in stock, now even stronger, 50% off, but a bunch of these specials are about to end. Whatever you do, spread the live links now. Fourth hour straight ahead.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Introduce